Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just worship God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing today. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our lives thus far, God. Lord, we're expecting great and mighty things, Father. We thank you for all that you've done. Hallelujah. And all that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Give him a praise while you're saying amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to allow the kids to head on out. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Lord, bless the children today, Father. We're asking you, Father God, that you would speak through your servants, Lord God, into their hearts and into their lives, God. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, I expect, Lord, hallelujah, I expect to see something. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm going to tell you what I'm expecting out of this house. I'm expecting for those little six-year-olds to come up to you and give you a word. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting for the little nine-year-olds to say, hey, brother, this is what God is saying to you, man. You know, the word of God coming through the lips of these young people. Amen? That's what I'm expecting. Come on, man. Can God do it? Yes. Come on, man. Can he open it up? Come on. Has anybody heard of a guy named Balaam? Yeah. Come on. God can talk. God can speak through any vessel. Amen? Anyone he wants, anyone he chooses. And I believe we're going to set up these young people that they will be speaking before they're even out of high school, speaking things into the kingdom, speaking things into people so that they might see the glory of God in the earth. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited. How many are excited this morning about what God's doing? Yeah, we are in a season. You know, we are in a season of growing things. How many know that? God seems to be speaking to me a little bit about a lot of agriculture. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the vineyard and stuff growing on the vineyard. Amen. Isn't that right, Terry? Some nice bunches of grapes. Is that right? Come on, man. How many like grapes? Talked about that fruit. And and just this last evening, the Lord began to speak to me about some things about growth and about agriculture, I guess, if you will. And the name of the sermon is "The Secret Is in the Seed." Look at your neighbor and say, "The secret's in the seed." The secret is in the seed. It really is. I'm going to tell you, there really is a secret's in the seed. Is that right? Come on, man. Because you know how many of you ever picked up a seed in your house and you go, "What is this?" Anybody ever done that? And you go, man, or somebody was saving seeds in your, what are these? And so you go ahead and plant them. You say, I don't know what this is, man. You got this humongous crop of marijuana. And no, I'm just kidding. Praise God. But you know, you ever done that? Look at the secret's in the seed. How many know that? Isn't that crazy? The secret, because sometimes the seeds are unrecognized. You can't tell what kind of seed. If you, like I spoke it before, but if you look at a lemon seed, a grapefruit seed, an orange seed, a lime seed, they all look the same. Is that right? And if you put them all together, mix them up, you're not going to be able to pick out, except the grapefruit seeds might be a little bigger than the rest. But for the most part, unless you're really good at it, you won't know what is what. And so the secret's in the seed. Amen? How many know that? Come on. Hallelujah. Do you know that God's word is seed? I may know that. So we're going to look at the parable of the sower. So this morning, so if you will open your Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Praise God. Hope I didn't get anybody upset about the marijuana thing, man. But hallelujah. But we've got CB, what? CB, whatever stores those are nowadays that they have down the street, man. Praise God, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Secrets in the seed. How many like parables? Do you guys like parables? I love parables, man. I do. I really do. Because what I like about parables is I like to go in there and dig around. Do you know that Jesus said that these parables that you know, the Bible's talking about, if you look at your power verse, you're going to see that Jesus spoke in parables because there's mysteries in there. There's mysteries in those parables. Is that okay? But they're not given to everybody. How many of you know that? The Word of God says, you know what? It's given to the church to understand the parables. There's people out there in the world, they think they understand the parables, but do they really? I don't think so. Because it's given unto the church. People that don't know God can't understand these parables because they are deeper than what they look. Amen? That's what I like about parables. They can go deep. They can go way down in, and they can begin to take things out of your life or cause things to grow in your life, because these parables are not designed for unbelievers. These parables are designed for the bride of Christ, for Christians, for the body of Christ, for believers. Amen? Parables are designed for you. So hopefully today you're going to go into the parables even more and start looking around and say, God, show me some things. Because I have found that there's a lot of stuff in these parables. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of neat stuff. But you know how many of you know the Word of God says it takes line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little of the Word of God to begin to build these things within you so that you begin to have a greater understanding of what you thought was there. Amen? Because there's stuff that I thought was there, and I said, well, it's just the parable of the sower. What am I going to talk about it? But I have seen, I have found that God is saying, oh, there's so much more, Henry. You think you know it all, don't you, huh? I said, no, I don't, Lord, I don't. He said, but there's more. How many of you want more? Come on, man. Hallelujah. So let's go into the parable of the sower. Let's take a look at these things. Hallelujah. Let me get my Bible set up. Praise God. Amen. How many of you are glad you're in the year 2020? I mean, hallelujah. How many of you know you're getting younger, not older? Come on, man. Hallelujah. How many know when you got saved, you're a new creation? Amen. Hallelujah. Brand new baby. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. You're a new creation. And the Word of God says this, but it says that. Hey, that I'm being renewed day by day. Is that what the Word of God says? Didn't the apostle Paul say, I am renewed day by day. I die daily. Is that right? He dies daily, and he says, I am renewed day by day, day by day. Can I tell you that renewing and newness is in your life? Freshness of the kingdom of God is in your life. I'm just going to tell you that. Is that okay? You don't have to believe me. It's in the Word of God. He says he gives you the dew of your youth. How many like the dew of your youth? How many want to go back to when you were 16? I don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I like the strength that was there. How many say amen? How many like that strength that was there when you were 16? The ability to stay up all night if you wanted to. I mean, 10 o'clock, I'm out. Can't, even if I want to stay up. New Year's, hey, you want to stay up? Yeah, I'll try. Praise God. But the Word of God says that in his presence, there's fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? So you can allow yourself to, by spending time in the presence of God, to be filled with joy so that joy turns into strength. And now all of a sudden, hey, man, you're renewed day by day. Come on. That's what God wants for you. Hallelujah. He paid for that. Amen? He paid for you. Glory to God. So the year 2020, come on, man. I'm going to be 60, Rosie? Six? 65? I'll be 65 this year? I thought I just turned 65. I don't know. I try to quit counting. Hallelujah. I was telling the folks one time before I was telling folks I was 50 and I was only 49. So how old are you? I'm 50. And Rosie finally says, you're not 50, you're 49. I felt like I gained. I said, all right, I feel younger already. Hallelujah. Do you know you have the dew of your youth upon you? That is a word for you this morning. God needs a body that is strong. Amen? He's looking to strengthen you. and put things within you that you never thought you'd get into. You never thought you'd do. How many of you have seen me jump 2 feet off the ground up here? Come on, man. It's kind of a rolling joke. I'll do it right now. Yeah, that's 2 feet. Both feet come off the ground. Anyway, praise God. Yeah, you guys know that, yeah? See, God has designed you for longevity. Can I tell you that? Can I say that to you? God has designed you for longevity. Does not the word of God say that he that if you honor your mother and your father, is that right? You'll live long in the earth. Is that right? Is that what the word of God says? God has designed you for longevity. He really has. So allow the word of God to saturate your being so that it can change the way you think. Is that all right? We were having a Sunday school or a Wednesday night, and we were talking about the new man. And the new man puts on the mind of Christ. The new man puts off the old man, puts on the new man, and begins to think the way God would have you to think. How many of you know that's important as a child of God? Do you know that? Hallelujah. Can I tell you, I can't change anybody's mind. I cannot change any of you. That's not my job. Amen? All I can do is speak the things that God's speaking to me, that he's inspiring me with, and hopefully, prayerfully, you might hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you in that area, and you might be inspired. That's all. That's all it is. Hallelujah. One of the things that I do know for 2020, that God is desiring to pull the body together. Is that right? Hallelujah. God is desiring unity in his body. Is that okay? Is that okay to say that? Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 8. We're going to start. At verse 1. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask you, Lord, we are talking about seeds. Sometimes seeds, Father God, are unrecognizable, uncharacteristic of what they're going to be. And Father, we know that your word, Father God, is a seed to us. So Lord, this morning, place your seed directly upon the place where you want it in our hearts, Father. Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it, Lord. Change us, Father, into your glorious image, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 8, sorry, verse 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. How many know this kingdom we're in, there's glad tidings. There's good things about it. How many know that? It's an exciting kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's not very convincing, but yeah, amen. Amen, Pastor Henry. Come on, yeah. It is an exciting kingdom we're living in. Hallelujah. Wake up. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, Joanna, wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. Verse 5 says, Jesus said, and a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell upon the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon the rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Amen? What did he cry? "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Look at your neighbor and say, "It's time to hear." Come on. Hallelujah. Look at him. Look at the one on the other side. Say, "Yeah, time to hear." You too. Come on. And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be? And he said, pay very close attention. My wife laughs at me because I talk like this all the time at the house. Never mind. Pay close attention to what Jesus is about to say. And he says this. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. But now the parable is this. The seed is what? The word of God. How many of you know that God gives us good seed? Can I tell you, you need to stay in the word of God. Amen? Because it is a book full, chock full of seeds. Is that right? Is that okay? It is seeds that will produce. How many of you know that? If the seed is planted, it will produce. Do you know that? So it's chock full of these seeds. So the word of God is seed. That's what Jesus said. The word that is sown, the seed that is sown is the word. Praise God. Amen? Come on, that word is good. How many of you know all of the word is good? How many of you know it's all good? Look at your neighbor and say, all good. All good. It's all good. It's all good. Is that right? How many of you have favorite scriptures? Are they good? They're all good, aren't they? How about those scriptures that convict you, that you don't like because they tell you something you know? you might see yourself in that scripture. How many of you like those scriptures? Everybody say all good. They're all good. Every one of them are good, and they're good for us. Amen? That's why I will read the Song of Solomon. I'm not crazy about the book. How many of you know? Because it's really sticky to me. I love the flowers, it's good. It's a great book. But I have a little trouble getting through it because it's just, I don't know what else to say about it. But the fact is, it's all good. Amen? It is a seed. It is God's word. It's seed. And the seed is the word of God, is what it says right here. Jesus is explaining to his disciples. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12, those by the wayside are they that hear, and then comes the devil and takes away the word that was sown, that was in their hearts. I'm sorry. Lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. Praise God, it's a good word. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they've heard, they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which are in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For there is nothing secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Amen? How many of those are good words? How many of that's the word of God? How many of those are the words in red? Amen? What does the words in red mean? Jesus himself spoke those words. Amen? But I want to just go back a little bit to the seed that he's discussing. He's talking about four kinds of seed. And for the seeds by the wayside, trodden down, and the fowls of the air pull those seeds up. How many of you know the seeds that have spoken, that have been spoken by preachers and ministers and evangelists? Can I tell you, people on the street are evangelists? Amen. Somebody in the street might pull you over and call you and say, "Hey, man, I got something." Amen. You know what? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he said, that world is you, my friend. And so there are seeds, and there are people that these things have been stolen out of their hearts because of other people. How many know that? One of the ways that the enemy is well able to get the seed out of other people's heart is by the fact that he will use the people that are deceived to speak things into those that might hear the seed, and that seed is pulled out and ripped out of their life. Hallelujah. Then there's others that where it says that they're trampled on. Is that what it says? They might the seeds are on the rock. These are seeds that they're received with joy and believe for a while, but fail in times of testing. The seeds on the rock are obviously seeds that have begun to grow. Is that right? How many of you know that growth is important when you get a seed? Put that seed in the ground. How many of you know when that little thing comes up, you got to kind of protect it? Is that okay? You kind of watch over it. Make sure it gets enough water. Make sure you don't flood it when you're, because you might drown the thing or whatever you're growing. But this little sprout, it needs to be watched over. And there are some folks that receive a word and they go, man, praise God. Yeah, that's a good word. And they receive it. But then other folks, can I tell you that people are some of the biggest trouble that seeds have in growing in life, where God is trying to get something to grow within you? People will actually talk you out of stuff. How many of you know that? Can I say that to you? Can I tell you that sometimes people who we call ourselves Christians, but we will speak things and act in ways that will actually shut down seed. Is that right? Not only in other people's lives, but in our lives. Because we will not listen to what the word is saying, what the seed is being that's being distributed. We will not listen to what is being said. And folks, I know I don't want to be that way. Amen? I want to live my life where I don't have where like the Apostle Paul said that I have a clear conscience between men and God. Hallelujah. That's how I want to live my life. And can I tell you, in today's world, it's a struggle to live in a clear conscience. Is that okay? When I talk about my big old guy over next door, I know his name is Al, and I pray for Al. But it takes a while for me to get rid of the old seed and begin to place new seed on that and say, Lord, you got to save Al. You got to give him, you got to help him, Lord. You got to do something for him, Lord, because he's just a man. He just needs you. That's it. Good seed. Dries up because it has no root. Well, it could be watered, could get a lot of water, but it's in a place that in times of testing, shrivels up and dies. Can I tell you, testing in our lives is something that we need to pay attention to? Can I tell you that each and every one of us are going through stuff? How many of you like going through stuff? Nah, no. But we do. How many of you went through stuff this year already? We're only what? How many days in are we? We're not very many days in. We're only 12 days in. And how many of you have already been going through stuff? Hallelujah. Stuff. It doesn't matter. It could be people stuff, could be house stuff, car stuff, job stuff, stuff. Or you're just going through stuff. My daughter's car broke down again the other day. I'm hitting the YouTube on it because there's some things I don't know about new cars. I mean, God, just give us the old cars again. They're so easy to fix. But nowadays, man, you got to be a genius. You got to go to YouTube to fix it. Took it apart, put it back together, and it's working. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I fixed. But I did what they told me to do. And ta-da, it's running good again. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for YouTube. Thank God for Alexi. What is that name? Thank God for Siri. Come on. Siri, I got a Volkswagen that's busted. Sell it. Just kidding. No, man. Come on, man. Praise God. Hey. Then you got the seed that springs up around thorns. And one thing I realized, because I like, right now I'm in the middle of pruning my trees because it's cold. Is that, now's the time to prune, is that right? Those of you who got trees at your house, make sure you go prune them a little bit. Now's the time to prune. I'm out pruning. And, you know, and can I tell you, if there's anything that will get your attention, it's a thorn. How many know that? Amen? Come on. I got this one tree back there. It started really small. I said, hey, you're cool, man. I'm gonna grow you right here in a perfect spot, so I want to grow you. So I began to trim it. And I'll tell you something that I noticed about mesquites. If you trim them, their needles get bigger. They don't want to be trimmed. They don't like pruning. They're kind of like us. Now, amen? They don't want it. And so I'm pruning him, and he's over my head now. It's a little tree. It's only about that big around in the trunk. But he's now over my head, and he's putting out these great big long strands of thorns. That little tree is trying to protect itself. And I can tell you, I'm just happy trimming trees. I'm doing stuff. And I go to trim that tree. Boom, ow. Yeah, I'll tell you what, thorns will get your attention. Is that right? They will. And the Bible says here, the word that was planted among these thorns, the thorns grew up and they choked the word. Can I tell you? And then Jesus later on tells us that these thorns are the cares of life, pleasures of life, things of life that we go through. We all go through stuff. But it's important that we focus on what God is saying in his word. Amen? It's important. Huh. Well, that little tree is going to do good. It's going to be a big shade tree. It don't know it yet. Right now, it thinks I'm trying to hurt it, but I'm not trying to hurt it. I'm trying to make it grow. Is that right? Can I tell you that God's that same way? He might be pruning some things off of you. And you think he's trying to hurt you, but he's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to cause you to grow strong. Is that cool? And I'll tell you something. Some of you need those thorns to be taken off of you. I'm kidding. Come on, man. You guys are going, oh, you're talking about me. No, I'm not. Come on, man. Man, you're a thorny bunch. Praise God, man. No, man. Then he talks about the good ground, amen? How many know the good ground is good? When that seed gets into the good ground and it begins to grow, and it begins to grow strong, and then it begins to show fruit, how many of you know that's cool? Does anybody here have fruit trees? Yeah, quite a few of you have fruit trees. How many of you are producing fruit right now? Good. Pomegranates. Yeah. Lemons. Anybody got a lemon tree? Lemon tree. Orange tree. Orange. Yeah, I've seen yours. Rosie and I have been tempted to go over there and pull a few while we're going by. Yeah. You guys got pomegranates too, don't you? I got fig trees that puts out little figs like that. And the birds generally get them before us. But isn't it nice to have a tree that's producing fruit? Are you happy with trees that produce fruit? I am. I know the Lord is too. When he went to get that fig off of that tree and there was none, he cursed the tree. Because the Lord is looking for fruit. Can I tell you something? That maybe, could it be that God is pruning us and pruning us so that we might produce fruit, and yet we're just in the middle of getting mad about everything? Come on, man. God don't want you to do that. He wants you to grow. Amen? To produce fruit. Hallelujah. But I'm not here so much to talk to you about those three areas and what God has placed on my heart. What I'm here to talk to you about is the things that you don't know about yourself. Is that okay? The things that God has placed within you that you've got no idea that they're there. Is that okay? I want you to notice this. Verse 8 says that he that has ears to hear. Verse 11 says that it has been given to you to know the mysteries, the hidden things. Can I tell you, in the Word of God are hidden things. Is that okay? There are many hidden things, and some of you have hidden things that I don't have. And I have hidden things that you don't have. Is that okay? Is that all right to tell you? Because it's God's plan. He's the one that knows you. He's the one that puts these things within you so that you can discover them, so that he can unveil them to you by his word. It's so important that you keep the word of God, because the word of God, like I said before, is line upon line, precept upon precept, scripture upon scripture, if you will. So it can build you into what God has placed within you. So he can reveal those things to you, and you can begin to walk in those things. Isn't that cool? That's a really cool thing about God. He's interested in these things. So let me just read this part again. It says in let's look at verse 10 and 11 in Luke chapter 8. Can you put that up? Hallelujah. And he said unto you, it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others it's not given. It's been given to you to know what? The mysteries. Those mysteries. That seeing they might see and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. God's word has been given to you so that you can see these mysteries. So it's important that you stay in the mysteries. Stay in the word of God so that you can see these mysteries. Is that okay? Can I tell you, it's important. We have been living in a world that we use evangelists all around us to speak to us. And you are filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. If you haven't spoken in tongues, ask God to help you to do that. Because it's so important for you that you begin to move into these areas so that God can open these areas up to you. It's cool. I got an amen. Amen. That's okay. That's cool. That's good. Isaiah 45, verse 3 is one of these things about the mysteries. It says, as I will give you treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. See that? That you might know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I like this scripture. It's being spoken to Cyrus, a king. But I believe God is also speaking this to each and every one of us. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. What are treasures of darkness? And I've spoken this to you before, but I'm going to say this again. Treasures are those things, those treasures of darkness are those things that there's no light on. There's none yet. But God says, some folks will say, well, God is not the God of the darkness. Well, he's not. How many know God's not in the dark? How many know that? How many know that God is light? How many know that? But can I tell you, folks, that we don't understand everything about God. Is that right? So because our understanding is not completely, because the word of God says that we look through a glass, what? Darkly. It's dark. It's kind of dark. But, you know, but little by little, he begins to reveal things to us by his spirit. Can I tell you, it's a spirit that reveals things to you. You need the Holy Spirit to show you what he's taking you to. So for us, we're the ones in the dark. We're the ones that can't see clearly. We need him to reveal the things that are hidden in darkness. And I'm going to tell you something. 2020 is a year of hearing and seeing things like you've never seen before. I believe that God is taking the body of Christ into a place of seeing those mysteries that he's placed within you being revealed in you so that you can position. So your position in the body of Christ, which is needed, amen? Your position in the body of Christ will strengthen the body of Christ. Amen. Strengthen me. Strengthen everyone around you. Look around and say, yeah, that guy too. Your position that God has placed for you. Not what Henry has told you you got to do. Not what some other brother from that's on TV asking for your money is telling you to do. What God has positioned you to do. That's what we're talking about. And it comes through the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can reveal those to you. There are things hidden in darkness. You got to go to him. The word of God says, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Only way to go. You can't do it any other way. You can think that you got all of the, I got everything I need. I don't need God to show me. No, you can't do that. You got to humble yourself. Amen? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. He will strengthen you. He'll build you. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I'm talking about 2020. I'm talking about planting seeds early in 2020. I was talking to Pastor John. Pastor Stella wants the grass. She wants to grow a lawn. Now is the time to put it in. Amen? You want to grow something in the Lord? Now is the time to put it in. Not so much in, Lord, I want you to do this. It might sound a little bit more, Lord, your word says this, and this is what I'm placing in the ground, and I will allow it to, I will water it, I will feed it. Lord, when you send the water, I'll give it water. When you send it fertilizer, I'll give it fertilizer. When you send it, hallelujah. And you watch that seed. You watch, it will begin to bring forth. Amen? Hallelujah. Woo, come on. That's a good word. I'll do this. Praise God. That's a good word. Let me show you something. Put up that picture I asked you to put up, Abe. Hallelujah. The other day I was talking to a man. I don't know who I was talking to, but I was saying, you know what? We got to keep moving forward. But I've got no more room in our Connex out here. You guys, there's a Connex on the side. We've been taking the lanes out and putting them in there. Thank God for all you guys that have been helping do that. We've been taking them out. And Thursday, I had said something. I said, you know, we can't get the lanes out. We'll have to stack them in here because we've got no place to put them. Can't put them in the weather because they'll go bad. I get a call. How long ago did we buy that van? Almost a year ago. The Veterans, what was that called? Veterans Mission? The Veterans Mission, we needed to pay tithe on the money that God had provided for us to buy this building. We needed to pay tithes on it. So we're looking around, and there was a brother that just showed up, and we began to talk to him. And so we went to go talk. There was folks that were here at the church who were telling us about him. So I went to go visit him and say, what is it that we can do for you? And there was a lot of things they wanted us to do. But one thing we did do, this church bought them a fairly new, it was a Ford van, a Ford van, 13 passenger. We paid for it and we gave it to them. And man, they were excited. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Gave it to them. It was a blessing. Can I tell you something? Those are seeds. They are seeds. He calls me up. Sometime last week, I was telling somebody complained I didn't have a spot to put these lanes in. He calls me up. He says, Henry. Yeah, he goes, hey, I've got a Connex that I need to get rid of. It's a 40-footer. Do you want it? If not, I'm going to sell it. I said, praise God. I said, man, yeah, I want it. It's got the flag on. He goes, it's kind of fancy. Is that the American flag? I think so. Well, it's red, white, and blue. It's very patriotic, we should say. Amen? It's very patriotic. And I said, yeah, I want it. It's going to be a temporary thing that might be on the grounds out here. Pastor John suggested we face it towards the other one so that it's not so bright to all the neighbors going around. Praise God, man. But see, can I tell you something? It is in it. I sensed when he called, I sensed God saying, move on. Keep moving forward. Get those lanes out. Get it cleared. I'm ready for you. So, folks, that's what we're doing. We're believing God. We're believing. We're going to set this thing up here. I'm going to check with Tom. I got a good friend in the town of Sarita. We're going to check with him. Temporary is the word for this thing. Isn't that right? Temporary. Because it will be temporary. We're going to set this thing up so we can finish putting in these lanes. I tell you something. Seed produces. It will produce. I don't know how else to get you to know. Can I tell you something? When you pay your tithes, I don't do a lot of tithes, talking about tithes in this church. I don't. Because God has spoken to me. He says, do not pass a plate. Put the box in the back. My people that understand my economy will know, will look for it. They'll find it. Can I tell you, that is such a trust that I say, shh, praise God. Because people that understand the economy of God realize that God's economy is not like this world's economy. There's a provision after provision after provision on every seed that you plant. That box is a seeding box. It's a place to plant. It really is. Hallelujah. Some of you, your wallet's shaking already. I'm not trying to take a tithe. I'm not trying to get an offering out of you. Your wallet's going, help me, help me. No, no, it's not happening. I'm just saying the seed will produce. Seeds produce in the kingdom of God. Good seeds produce in the kingdom of God. Bad seeds produce in the worldly kingdom. Do you know that? Whatever the seed is, it's going to produce. Isn't that crazy? Plant bad seeds, you're going to get bad seeds. You're going to get bad crops. Amen? Plant good seeds and watch what happens. Seeds produce. Hallelujah. Like this. The treasures of darkness. God says, I will give you these treasures that are in the darkness. Can you put that scripture right back up? Thank God for that little unit. Amen? Praise God. I mean, God is good. Hallelujah. God knows where we're at. Amen? Praise God. Y'all might be saying, well, Henry, you're slow. Yeah, well, God knows I'm slow. And God knows exactly where we're at. And I can sense him saying, do it. Go, man. He says, and I will give thee treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. See, that bin with a pretty flag on the side of it was a hidden treasure to me. Come on, man. Do you see that? Oh, I hope you got that. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 29:29. Watch this scripture. These are very important scriptures for you. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. He's got plenty of secret things that he has about you. Things he's been speaking to you, things that are within you, you got no idea. He says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed, belong to us and to our children for how long? How long is forever? Folks, we're in an eternal kingdom. Those things belong to us and our children, what? Forever. How long is forever? Somebody knows, please tell me, because I don't know how long it is. All I know is it goes a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Just thought about a joke that I was told, but anyway, I'm not going to tell it. Praise God. The things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Is that right? Can I tell you something? That God has things for you he wants to open up and reveal in you. Things that he said, that he has already spoken into you. These are seeds that he has placed within you. And they're planted, but they need watering. The word of God is a water, it's spiritual water, and it will water those seeds. And then those seeds will begin to spring up, and then you'll begin to see, oh, this might be what God is doing. My son never picked up a camera. As far as I know, was one of those guys that takes pictures all while he was in high school. He picked that camera up afterwards. What God had placed within him was this spiritual gift of the ability to use a camera. I go to his house and he's got cameras all over the place, lenses all over the place, all these different things that help him produce what he does. He is a producer. He's being hired by folks all around the world to make things for him because he listens for the word of God and God begins to expose the things that are within him. Hallelujah. It's cool. I wish I would have known the Lord before I got into high school. after I got out of high school. Well, I didn't know him after I got out of high school, quite a while after I got out of high school. I was 29 years old when I gave my heart to the Lord. A few weeks ago. Yeah, come on, man. But it says here, it says, the secret things of the Lord, these secret things he wants to open up to you. Man. These are powerful things that are within you. You might not be realizing that, but this is in this parable. All these things I've been telling you about, they're in this parable. They're mysteries that God has spoken. Here is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. When God begins to speak things to you, sometimes it might not be what everybody else is doing. It might feel like it's different. And it might feel like it's, man, God, this nobody believes this way. Nobody says these things, but yet he's saying them to you. The thing for you to do is to go and check them, to go into the Word of God. Don't run to Pastor Henry and say, hey, man, what do you think about this? Just go into God's Word and let him begin to build that thing within you, precept upon precept, line upon line, and you'll see that he is speaking to you if that's what's going on. These are secret things. But when he gives you those things, make sure, know that you're accountable for the things that he gives you. Do you know that? Do you know that you're accountable for the Word of God that's in your life? Do you know that he will look at you and say, does not my word say to you? Is that right? Give and it shall be given. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Does not my word say to you, honor your father and your mother? See, it's the word that produces. Hallelujah. So when he gives it to you, when you receive a word from him, make sure you honor him by being accountable for that word. Because that word that he gives you could be somebody's life and death later on. Do you know that? Can I tell you that? It could be literally somebody's life and death that he's given you because you spoke, all of a sudden you go to the Spirit, you speak something and it quickens them and amen. Somebody said, you know, because hey, what do you think of Jehovah's Witness? I said, you know what? I understand that maybe they don't understand some things. Is that right? How many know that? They don't believe that Jesus is God. How many know that? Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord. He is creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus is. When I said, what do you think of Jehovah's Witness? I said, you know, one thing I do. They will carry the word of God into somebody's house. They'll knock on the door. But you see, the word of God is seed. And when they speak it to them, even though their platform is not correct, but yet they speak that word, God's word is God's word. And when they speak God's word into that, somebody on the other side of the door who might be ready to create to commit suicide or kill somebody or worse, changes their heart, changes their life by a word. See, it's not the group of people, it's the word of God. It's God's word, it's seed. It really is seed, and it does produce. It really does. It will produce. What are you asking God to produce in your life? What are you asking for? Are you placing seed in the ground? Or are you in a place where you're just tired? Man, it just doesn't feel real. I'm tired of it. I don't know, God. You never answer me. You never give me what I want. What if those seeds are just starting to grow? What if they're just starting to pull out of the ground? What if? Can I tell you, seeds in the kingdom produce. They will produce. Hallelujah. I like it when the Jehovah's Witness come to my house. Folks, there's not a lot of times when a mission field will knock on your door. Is that right? I look at them as mission fields. They've already got some knowledge of the Word of God. What they need is a touch of the Holy Ghost. They need a touch of the Holy Spirit that comes within and out. Being accountable for what God has said to you. Being accountable. Look at this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 says this, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and as stewards of what? The mysteries. See, God has mysteries. And the mysteries he gives you, Henry has no right to try to pull them out of you. See, this is a one-on-one relationship with the God that you serve. He will speak things to you. He will show you things. He will allow you to see things that you never thought possible. He will tell you things that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Do you know that? He will say things to you like that. He will tell you that you're perfect. How many say that? Amen. Come on, how many say amen to that? See, a lot of folks are so afraid of saying I'm perfect. And I wouldn't tell you don't stand up in a crowd and say, I'm perfect. I wouldn't tell you to do that. The perfection that God has placed within you by his Spirit is perfect. It is a perfect thing. Hallelujah. And you're just learning about it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 10 that he has perfected forever them that are called, that are sanctified by the Holy Ghost. He's already perfected you forever. You are in an eternal kingdom. A lot of people say, man, that's not right. Hey, study it. Look at what God says about you being passed away and all things become new. Look at what God's Word says about it. It says you're perfect. So whatever it is that God says to you, what he shows you, these things are for you and for your children. How long? Forever. Make sure you're a good steward of the things that he's given you. Make sure that you hear the word, and now that you've heard it, you begin to speak it. It begins to come out of your mouth. It comes out of your lips. It begins to be established in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. Here's where our power verse is. This is talking about Jesus and how he speaks in parables. You know which one it is? It's going to be Matthew chapter 13, verses 34-35. It says this, all things spoke Jesus unto the multitude in parables. Does anybody say amen to that? He spoke in parables. Why? Because of us. He wants us to know. Spoke in parables. Without a parable, spoke he not to them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, saying, look at this, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept what? These are the mysteries that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. See, he will utter those things to you. You see, the uttering of God within you, when he begins to say things to you, check it, look at it, go to the Word of God. When I'm saying things to you, don't just take my word for it. Check it. Go to the Word of God. Say, God, is this what you're saying? Could this be what you're saying, Lord? And allow him to build you and strengthen you and establish you in the faith. I've got one more parable. I thought my daughter was going to release it. Well, I want you to look at verses 16 and 18 in Luke chapter 8. Look at these. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed. You see that? What he gives you, he expects you to be accountable to it. What he tells you, be accountable to it. It will produce things greater than you can even think of. He says, no man, when he lights a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he sets it on a candlestick, amen, that they which enter in may see the light. See, God is desiring to use your life to allow people to see him. Is that cool? He wants people to see him through you. And then he says this, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Is that right? Neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. That little word right there used to scare me. Nothing, take it back. It says, nothing is secret that it shall not be made manifest. How many have some dirty little secrets? You don't have to raise your hand. After people raising their hands, I'm just kidding. How many have dirty little secrets? Things that you don't want nobody to know about you. Can I tell you God already knows about it? Can I say that to you? God already sees your little dirty imaginations, whatever. Come on, man. He already knows. Is that right? We got no idea who we serve. We've got no idea what he's like. But I can tell you, he knows every thought that passes through your mind. Is that right? He knows it. And yet, he loves us. Isn't that cool? He gave his life for us. Isn't that crazy? But when I used to look at this scripture, I used to think, it says, for nothing is secret that shall not be made. I used to say, uh-oh. Uh-oh. And then it says, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. I used to say, uh-oh. But can I tell you, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the mysteries. There's nothing hid that if you go to him, he's going to reveal these things to you. He's going to open them up to you. There's nothing that's secret about you that he will not cause it to come abroad. He's going to bring those things that he's placed within you. He's going to bring it. This is the perfect year to do that. 2020. The seeds that you've been planting, the seeds that God has planted in you, they're going to begin to bring forth. How many say, everybody say bring forth. Look at your neighbor, say bring forth. Bring forth. He's going to bring these things. They're going to begin to come up. And you're going to enter into a season, that it says, like he said, I didn't light you to put you under a bed. I lit you to give light into all the house. I lit you for that. That's why you, how many have been lit by God? How many have received revelation by God? See, he lit you. He turned you on. Turned the light bulb on like the Ford commercial. Or is that it? Why am I talking about Fords? There's a commercial where the light comes on. Is that? Yeah, I think that was a Ford commercial. He turned you on so that you could see these things. Amen? But you got to take heed how you're. Let's look at that last verse. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. How do you hear? How do you hear? How do you hear? The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How do you hear? Are you taking the steps in your life to go after God like you should be? Are you taking those steps? Or are you just a Sunday Christian? I show up to church on Sunday. I said, every day of your life. The Bible says this, this is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day. You get up tomorrow morning, this is the day the Lord has made. How many know we are in the day that the Lord has made? You ever notice that you can sleep, you can stay awake all the way through the night and it just moves from one day to the other and it doesn't feel any different? How many of you ever done that? Just doesn't feel any different. See, because you're in the day that the Lord has made. It's always now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he says, and there was a morning and an evening the first day. There was a morning and an evening the second day. There was a morning and evening the third day. There was a morning and evening on the fourth day. There was a morning and evening on the fifth day. And there was a morning and evening on the sixth day. That's when man was created, on the sixth day. And then he says, and the seventh day, God rested. And there is, and you'll know, go to your word, go look. There is no cap on that day. There is no morning and evening on that day. That day didn't end. We are in the day of the Lord. Do you get it? Do you understand that? You are eternal. You are in an eternal kingdom and you are eternal. Hallelujah. Nothing in this world shall by any means hurt you. Do you get that? Hallelujah. And all of that comes by the seed that's been planted within you. Isn't that cool? Check this out. This is a parable that Jesus said, and this is, I believe, is a parable for 2020 for each and every one of us. And it's in, where's that at? Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Check out this parable. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Amen? And should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed should spring up and grow. He knows not how. Amen? How many know how a seed gets it going? There might be some whatever in here, some scientists in here that actually know exactly what makes the seed grow. But I'm going to tell you, I got no idea. I don't know how. It says, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then that is full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts the sickle because the harvest has come. Check it out. Go back to that first part. The kingdom of God is as a man should cast seed in the ground and should sleep night and sleep and rise night and day. Can I just say this to you? God has been speaking this into my heart, that this 2020 is a year of rest for the kingdom of God. Can I say that to you? It's a year of rest. It's a year of rest. How many of you have been placing seed in the ground that you know of? You have been speaking to God about certain things. You've been talking to God about seeing loved ones. You've been placing seed. You've been claiming seed. Father, your word says that me and my whole house will be saved. And, you know, you've been placing seeds in the ground. Hallelujah. Can I just say that? I want you to look at this parable because he says that that person, it's a man, he should cast seed in the ground, and then he should what? Go to sleep. What? And rise night and day. Does that same thing. Sleeps. Gets up. Goes back to bed. Gets up. Night and day. Can I tell you something? This is a day. We are in a year of rest. God is saying, hey, trust me. That seed's in the ground. It will bring forth. Because the earth brings forth fruit of itself. You see that in that scripture? For the earth, it's right at the end. It says, for the earth brings forth fruit of itself. Can I tell you, in the beginning, God created the earth to bring forth. All you've got to do is place a seed. Can I tell you, out of the dust of the earth, God created what? All of us. Adam and Eve. Well, Adam. Out of the dust of the earth, God created Adam. Do you hear me? God, do you hear what I'm saying to you? The earth will bring forth seed of itself because God will bless that seed. When you put that seed, which is the word of God, when you place his seed into your life, in here, and you begin to say, go ahead, get a good night's sleep. Amen? How many want a good night's sleep? Anybody here? Come on, I could use a good night's sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Put the seed in. Don't worry about it. I mean, how many of you know farmers don't go out and check on the seed? They put it in, and then they run the irrigation, whatever it is. They water it. They don't run out there and, how you doing? Still not coming. How many of you seen little kids do that? Little kids that go over, it's not growing. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Relax. It'll grow. Amen. Can I say that's why maybe what God is saying to you this morning? Place seed in. Relax. Water the seed. Water the seed. But rest that God is going to bring forth the things you've been looking for, the things you've been asking for, things you don't have any idea about. He's even going to bring those things forth. Isn't that cool? For 2020, God is going to do things like you've never even imagined in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we stand? Ooh, come on. Hallelujah. I felt that last statement really, really powerful. I would say to you that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He will not lie in these things. He has placed wonderful things within you. He has called you to be a light in this world. He has called you to be someone that people will come and say, hey, man, what do you think about this? And somehow a word would come out and out of your mouth. He has called you for these things and for greater things. I'm excited about seeing what all of you, what God has called you into. I'm excited. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for the secret things, the hidden things that are there. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would water the seed, my brothers and sisters, that the waters that come only from you, the waters that come from the fountain of the living God would water the seed that you have placed in the lives of each and every one here, Father. I thank you for it. God, I praise you for it. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. I want to look at somebody, tell them thank you for coming to church this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.